It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Our conversation with the head coach in Game 83 is brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I have a really strange one to begin with that I was thinking about yesterday. I guess most of them are strange anyway, but the question is, are you watching any of the games yesterday? And the reason it's odd is because there's literally no chance you will see any of those teams for at least a month yet. I think just from a curiosity standpoint, from an NBA playoff standpoint, are you watching the games yesterday?
Yeah, and I think it's really important that our guys are too. You know, I think that when you think about and you get reminded what playoff basketball looks like, it's easy to see when you turn on the TV. Like the intensity, the physicality, who sets the tone for the game, all very obvious when you're watching those games. And, you know, obviously a great day of basketball, but this is a fun time of the year. These games are all fun to watch. They're all very, very hard to win.
When you took the practice floor, the 82 games are done, was there a sense of relief, maybe is the word, that it was finally game 83 and that it's 0-0 and nothing really matters before this?
I don't know about relief. I think that in the last couple of weeks we've been pretty dialed in with getting better and doing what we need to do to make sure that we're, you know, ready to start our prep for a playoff series. And I thought, you know, the one thing I didn't want to do was wait. So, you know, we practiced Wednesday right after getting back Tuesday night. We practiced Wednesday. We practiced Thursday. We had two great days. And then that allowed us to take Friday a little bit lighter. And yesterday was a light get-together. But we should be ready to roll. Certainly feel good about the last few days. Know that the challenge is tough, and that's what it's about.
The format of this conversation we've been doing for 6 years, generally there's a reference to the previous game and then before we move on.
Right.
And normally now you wouldn't because of what that game was. However, we talked at length before the game in Washington about a similar game you had played last year in Game 82, a game against the Nets here in which Shane Larkin was really good and Aaron Baines was good and Shemmy and Gershon had started in that game. Daniel Gibson had a big game in that game. That it was sort of a feel-good game that had carryover. Did you feel Tuesday created, we don't know yet, but do you feel that what happened on Tuesday created a little bit of that this week?
I think that it just is a good way to end the season. I think it makes people feel good when you see RJ and PJ and those guys play so well. See Brad Wanamaker play so well. I mean, I think everybody feels good about that. You know, at the end of the day, the Pacers almost had the exact same thing happen when they won a one-point game in Atlanta with a bunch of their young guys playing. So I do think that there's positive momentum you take into the practice and into everything else, but we were focused on Indiana by that point, you know, and we didn't spend a ton of time on Washington, but I thought our guys stepped up and played well.
You've had to talk about Marcus Smart a lot the last few days, and I thought what is odd is that last year you had played so many games without him, a third of the year, basically, whereas this year it's a career high in minutes and games played and all of that. Does that forget all the things he does that can't be replaced anyway. Is it by definition more difficult, given the fact that he and Kyrie basically played the same number of minutes and only Jason Tatum played more?
Well, and I don't know how the breakdown would be after game 20 of the season, but I'm guessing he and Kyrie played more minutes together than anybody played with Kyrie. I don't know that, but I'm guessing that. And I do think that, and maybe it would be Tatum or Al would be the exception to that, but I do think, you know, he's a guy that we have to replace collectively. He's a tough guy to replace because he's extremely tough. He makes plays that other people just don't make, and he gets loose balls and 50-50 balls and rebounds and gets his hands on balls, and we need other guys to step up in that. Not every one of them needs to make 10 of those plays like Marcus does. We just need one from each guy.
Probably the easiest thing to do when you start a playoff series is to discount the regular season games because they've either been too long ago or they were late in the year but didn't have implications. That happened with Cleveland a few years ago. Those games didn't really mean anything at the end. But this is a unique situation in terms of familiarity in that the games mattered that you played each of the last couple of weeks. Or are we at the point where advanced scouting is so exhaustive that it wouldn't matter if it was a team you hadn't played since October?
I think it's a little bit of both. I do think you can gain something from those last two games, but certainly they can too. I mean, there's no advantage for one team. But I do think that advanced scouting is so – you just have so much information, almost too much information. When you know your opponent for 2 weeks, you know, you can really, really dial into it. But at the end of the day, a lot of times these games come down to who does what they do best and being great in transition, great on the glass. And, you know, you can't – lose sight of that through all the technical work.
If you drew a common theme from those two games and everything you've had to say the last couple of days and everything that we know about the Pacers is answering their physicality near or at the top of the list of what's about to happen.
Yeah, it's number one. It's number one. And hey, this is something that is a great test. I mean, you see yesterday in games, like, physicality has a big impact on the game, and it always has, it always will, but in the playoffs it's magnified. And I think that that's, you know, and in the NCAA tournament it's magnified. When it is tournament competition, you know, I just think those things tend to be rewarded over and over.
That's the head coach. Well, one of the things you saw yesterday in watching those games is that your friend, your colleague, the guy that fascinates all of us, whether we really know him or not, Greg Popovich, is now the all-time wins leader in the NBA. When you combine, you know, I'm not a fan of combining regular season and playoff statistics because often they don't mean anything, but in this case, I think it clearly does. It boggles my mind that he has now won more games as a coach than anybody else.
There's two things that boggle my mind about it. Number one is he's clearly, you know, the standard bearer for our league. I mean, I think that everybody says that and everybody knows that, and he's meant so much to all of us in coaching. The second part is just doing it this long with the travel, with the schedule, with the changing of the teams, with the increased attention on teams when they're really good. I mean, I think it's really impressive, both the longevity and the accomplishment. And, you know, he's obviously a great, great part of our sport, and you know, we've all learned a lot from him.
Funny how everything seems to come back to Indiana in a way, doesn't it?
There you go. Indiana guy.
Celtics, Pacers, game one next on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.